This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Another unprecedented WrestleMania moment. We'll talk about it in a second. Plus, AEW are postponing their Blood and Guts match. And through all of this, we've had a title change. For Monday, March 23rd, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
All the greats have chosen me. John Cena, Triple H, Brock Lesnar, The Undertaker, and they all lost to me too. You ain't gonna be any different, bro.
I've been destroying steel doors all across the world for years with that headbutt. And come WrestleMania, you're gonna be the next victim.
I feel like I start most podcasts with the same sentence, but here we go. The moving beast that is WrestleMania continues to move. So, as we know, WrestleMania moved from Raymond James Stadium to the Performance Center, now being held over 2 days on the Saturday and the Sunday, April 4th and April 5th. We now understand, as reported by PW Insider's Mike Johnson and confirmed by John Pollock from Post Wrestling and by Dave Meltzer of The Wrestling Observer, it looks as if WrestleMania will not be live this year. And the plan is to film WrestleMania this Wednesday and Thursday at the Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. This was confirmed after this week's taping schedule was revealed by Post Wrestling on Friday. Dave Meltzer confirmed this as well. So WWE are just packing out this week, getting everything in the can leading up to WrestleMania, because everything that is currently going on with this pandemic, it changes day to day. So WWE thinking, right, if we've got one clear week where we can just get everything that we need to get done that gets us beyond WrestleMania, then we're winning. We understand that the next two episodes of SmackDown are already in the can. They were filmed on Saturday. NXT content was filmed yesterday as well. Two episodes of Monday Night Raw will be taped tonight, which sort of covers us all the way to WrestleMania. And then on Wednesday and Thursday at the Performance Center, it is in the docket for WrestleMania to be completely filmed. What happens after WrestleMania, we're not entirely sure. I think everybody is sort of figuring this out as we go along. The main thing WWE are thinking right now is, let's just get to WrestleMania in whatever shape that it's meant to look like. Let's just get there. So this ambitious schedule over this coming week will basically cover WWE, allow them to send their talent home until April, and then sort of reconfigure from there, regroup from there, see what state everything is in from there. It's very possible, incredibly possible, that come Sunday night WrestleMania, we are still going to be in this lockdown situation, but this thing is changing week by week. And last week feels like a lifetime ago, doesn't it? This time last week, we were still in the Cultaholic offices. This time last week, there was still a lot of life as normal. And today, the majority of the world is in lockdown, in self-isolation. McDonald's are closing today in the UK and Ireland. That's the saddest part of all. But what a difference a week makes. And I guess WWE are just thinking, let's get to WrestleMania. And this plan that they've got will at least get them there. A few other matches have been added to WrestleMania, including a six-pack challenge for the SmackDown Women's Championship. More on how we got to that in SmackDown Graded, which is on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. Or if you want the brighter side of it, SmackDown WTF Moments with Ross Tweddle will be on the YouTube channel a little bit later on today.
Oh, my God.
Wow! Oh. Matt Hardy!
Oh, my God! Holy cow! Matt Hardy in AEW! And Matt Hardy backing up the Elite! Matt Hardy has stopped the Inner Circle for tonight in its tracks. Matt Hardy in AEW, to the bewilderment of all watching.
And now the Elite head into Blood and Guts with a disadvantage, but they will not be outnumbered. It will be 5-on-5.
On Saturday, AEW put out a series of tweets from President and CEO Tony Khan. They said, "Our goal every week with AEW Dynamite on TNT is to produce great shows for our fans, and I believe we do. We felt especially motivated to serve our audience this past Wednesday night, given what the entire world is coping with. And hopefully, we gave them a well-deserved escape during these trying times. Everyone at AEW is very proud of what we delivered and humbled by the response and the kind words that we received from fans and partners throughout the world. Thank you. We plan to continue answering that calling with live weekly shows every Wednesday night on TNT. But the time and circumstances aren't right for the card we had planned next week for Blood and Guts. That show will happen when the time is right. But what you can count on instead this coming Wednesday night is a great live episode of AEW Dynamite featuring Chris Jericho confronting Matt Hardy face-to-face, one-on-one for the first time ever. And a tremendous night of wrestling action. In the meantime, until AEW Dynamite this Wednesday night, please follow us via our social media and please be safe and smart so we can get back to seeing you all on the road as soon as possible. Thank you for making this all possible for everyone here at AEW. It's a dream come true to be able to do these shows for all of you." So there is the statement from Tony Khan. The Blood and Guts match, which was scheduled to take place this Wednesday on Dynamite, has been postponed. I kind of felt like this was coming. It feels like the right decision to make. I feel like a match of that magnitude deserves a spotlight and a live crowd for which to enjoy it. Away from not just the live crowd element, but also sort of the health and safety element. We're being told about social distancing and going out in groups. And I guess a 10-man cage match with a referee, technical guys around the side. It kind of goes against that whole social distancing thing. So it's the right call made by AEW to put that match on the back burner for the time being. So Dynamite is taking shape once again for this coming Wednesday. As Tony Khan said, Chris Jericho will confront Matt Hardy. We also know now that Cody Rhodes is going to face Jimmy Havoc one-on-one. Personally, this is a great opportunity for Jimmy Havoc, in my opinion, who is an underrated star in AEW. So I'm excited for Jimmy to get to mix it up with Cody Rhodes. That's going to be really exciting.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Speaking of Matt Hardy, he took to Twitter over the weekend talking about his new contract with AEW. He said, "Social media is the ultimate melting pot of opinions. My recent feedback has been monumental. For everyone that's bombarded me with adoration, joy, and support, thank you. If you're not happy with my career decision and have let me know about it, thank you. I'm flattered that you care." One fan tweeted Matt Hardy about whether or not he would consider working in Japan. And Matt Hardy's response was, "My contract will allow that. Truth be told, I'd love the opportunity to perform on a New Japan Pro Wrestling Wrestle Kingdom show in some capacity. I wouldn't be surprised if 2021 Wrestle Kingdom, we see some Matt Hardy action. I'd be down for that." Sheamus was talking to Sports Keeda recently, and he talks about fellow wrestlers from Ireland that he's a big fan of, and he also talked about NXT TakeOver in Dublin. Sheamus said, "I'd love to be involved. I haven't heard anything, though. WWE hasn't approached me about it. Nobody asked me about anything about it, so I don't know. I know it's there. It will be a huge thing. I'd love to go. I'd love a match with Finn. That would be great. Or maybe Walter or Wolfgang. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of great talent over there. I'm up for it all, but no one has approached me about it at all." I love Sheamus and Finn Balor at TakeOver in Dublin. Oh. Now, as it stands, TakeOver Dublin is scheduled for the 26th of April at the 3 Arena in Dublin, Ireland. That event, as it stands, is going ahead. There's about a month between now and that show happening. But of course, what with the pandemic, we just have to wait and see on that one. You know, I'm an optimistic guy, and I would love to see NXT UK TakeOver Dublin be the event that starts to get things back to normal. And I'd like it to feature Sheamus versus Finn Balor, but chances are we'll get Finn Balor versus Volta, which I'm fine with as well. Whilst there is still a few stumbling blocks regarding finances, WWE's deal with ESPN continues to be negotiated, and I think it's going quite well. Last night, ESPN aired WrestleMania 30. This is the first time that that particular WrestleMania has been broadcast on basic cable, and it looks as if WWE have come to terms with an agreement for ESPN to air some classic WrestleMania shows. But the plan is WWE wants to land a streaming deal with ESPN. Negotiations, as I say, are still ongoing. This goes all the way back to February, where Dave Meltzer reported WWE was in talks with a few people, in particular ESPN, regarding streaming WWE events. So this comes as the WWE network numbers aren't as high as I think everybody was hoping they would be by now. So WWE were in talks with a few over-the-top streaming providers to land a partnership, and the ESPN one looks as if it's going to be the money. Dave Meltzer noted on Wrestling Observer Radio that while the two sides have been talking, they are far apart financially, because WWE chairman Vince McMahon wants a higher number than what UFC gets or got from ESPN. We don't know the exact number, but it could be 100 million plus. It's a big old number, unsurprisingly. WWE is talking with ESPN. There are some other streaming services that could be options to the WWE as well. NBC are launching the Peacock service later on this year. Some people think that would be a really good platform for WWE to be on as part of the family of NBC shows, but one that we'll definitely be keeping an eye on. Before Daniel Bryan and Drew Gulak's match on SmackDown, did you see the warm-up they did? Good, wasn't it? It's actually a little tribute to New Japan star Yuji Nagata, who would do that warm-up with Manabu Nakanishi. You can find it on YouTube, it's there somewhere. Yuji Nagata actually saw it and tweeted, "It's not really good," followed by a laughing emoji. Daniel responded with, "Sorry, Nagata-san, we'll do better next time. Hashtag get better every day. Hashtag Coach Gulak. Hashtag Brian Gulak connection." WWE Hall of Painter / Hall of Famer Mark Henry was chatting about Triple H and his potential move into the CEO position once Vince McMahon finally retires. Mark Henry had some really interesting thoughts on what Triple H would do if he took over or when he takes over the company. Mark Henry said, "I think Triple H will broaden the title picture like it is at NXT. There are 6 or 8 guys right now that could be NXT champion. They have a lot more versatility in NXT. They don't put all the stock in one person to be the lead." Mark Henry also elaborated further, describing how he believes Triple H would make the main roster into something very different. Henry said, "That's the biggest challenge I think he would make. Triple H would make it more of a wild, wild west. Wide open. You know, one week a guy's challenging, the next week another guy's challenging to find out who is the cream of the crop." It's interesting that he talks about that kind of wild west feel. Last week, on the Cultaholic Classic Smackdown review. This is the podcast that Matthew Gregg and myself do on this podcast feed, where we watch old episodes of Smackdown. It has that Wild West sort of feel to it. We'd have, you know, different people in the mix getting title opportunities. Rikishi had a shot at Triple H on the Smackdown that we watched last week. We know there's a title shot coming up for established guys like Cactus Jack and The Big Show, but also non-established guys like Taka Michinoku, who's getting a title shot in the next couple of weeks in our timeline, which I'm excited for. I wouldn't mind going back to that kind of wrestling again, you know. Jake the Snake Roberts recently had an interview with Flip the Script podcast. He was talking about Brock Lesnar. The former WWE star said that the company is treating their other talents like SH1T by bringing him in. Jake said, "The thing about Brock is he's not an everyday wrestler. He is a once-a-year guy or 3 times a year guy. To me, you're really treating your talent like SH1T. To every year come WrestleMania time, after these guys have busted their ass for 365 days, and when it comes to the big one, they bring Lesnar in and they have to sit down." Jake Roberts also talked about how Vince McMahon had spent a lot of money sending him to rehab multiple times. He also praised Diamond Dallas Page for turning his life around as well. If you haven't done so yet and you have some downtime on your hands, watch The Resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts. It's an amazing documentary. Naomi was on Lillian Garcia's Chasing Glory podcast. She was talking about wrestling in Saudi Arabia, and she said, "I was really happy when I got to talk to Natalia about going, because I had my own perceptions and reservations about going for personal reasons. Who am I as a woman and a person, especially with what I stand for and believe in?" Naomi wasn't keen to go over to Saudi Arabia, but she goes on to say, "I had some reservations about it. I talked to Natty, and after hearing about her experience, I realized that me going was a way bigger impact than me not going. I knew I needed to go, and I'm happy that I went." Despite everything going on in the world, the SmackDown ratings are holding steady. 2.5 million viewers, down less than 1% on the previous week. It was a good result for SmackDown the previous week, up 7%. It's always funny when SmackDown is in times of jeopardy. I think that's when most people decide to watch it. Impact Wrestling's next pay-per-view, Rebellion, has been cancelled. Terminal 5 in New York City now officially lists Rebellion as not happening. The ticketing page for Rebellion also says the event's been cancelled. However, Impact Wrestling haven't mentioned anything yet on their TV or on their socials. I imagine by the time that this goes out, there will be some mention of it, which is a shame. Impact Wrestling, like many others, building to big events that now suddenly are on the back burner. Some love to the mother of Maria Kanellis. This comes from Maria's Instagram. "This is my mom with my son Carver. She hates taking pictures, but I love this one of her. Today, my mom dropped off flowers and a colouring book to us on our back porch and left. # social distancing. She also wrote me a note saying I was doing a great job. But all I could think was, no, mum, you're doing a great job. My mum works in a nursing home and has been for over 30 years. She's a kind, selfless person. And even though they told her she doesn't have to go in right now, she does, because she doesn't want to leave them shorthanded. She wants to be there for her co-workers and the residents. My mum is a superhero, always has been. So mum, if I'm doing a great job, it's because I learned from you. My mum is why I stay home. She wants to do her job and she is great at it. I love you and I can't wait till the kids can hug you again." I know we have people all around the world listening to our podcast, watching the YouTube video. And as I say, anybody that is working on the front line in all of this, doctors and nurses and care home staff and people, even like everybody working in the medical profession right now, and people who are out working for the police during these weird times as well, people working for emergency services who are constantly on the clock, and people who are working in retail and in stores and in supermarkets who are dealing with people trying to buy 4 billion rolls of toilet paper for some weird reason. If you are one of those people that maybe are listening to this as you're heading into work, knowing that you are frontline of all of what is going on right now, I genuinely cannot thank you enough. Genuinely, from all of us here at Cultaholic, thank you so much for what you do. You are the reason why I'm currently sat in my converted spare room recording this podcast, because you are doing amazing things and you are telling us to stay at home. So I will stay at home for you. But seriously, thank you for everything you do. Well, all we can do, the tiny thing that we can do in return, is make silly podcasts, make silly YouTube videos, and try and make you smile at the end of those 47-hour days that you do. Thank you so much for all that you do.
One, two, three. You need to go back to football, Mr. Randy Moss. Bye.
I am so... so disappointed.
Why
in
are you disappointed,
Derek?
In me?
And I'm not Randy Moss, I'm Riddick.
Come on, man.
Hey, Truth, that car is in my name. It's Elise.
And through all of this, we've had a WWE title change. Through all that is going on, WWE released a bit of new stuff today on the YouTube channel. R-Truth and Riddick Moss having a little tete-a-tete out in the street. So we see Riddick Moss jogging with the 24/7 title on. A referee pulls up in the car. And when Moss tells Moore to get out and asks him what he's doing there, here comes R-Truth out of the trunk. Roll up. 1, 2, 3. R-Truth is the new 24/7 champion, and he drives off, leaving the referee to deal with a very angry Riddick Moss. Congratulations to R-Truth, who all of this, and despite social distancing, has just become the 24/7 champion again. Wrestling goes on, even through a pandemic. That'll do it for your Cultaholic wrestling news for Monday. Right now on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, a brand new tier list. Myself and Ross Tweddle break down the WWE stars of the 1980s.
Just for the comedy value, not based on wrestling acumen at all. Despite being horrible badass men, let's just say that, in the wrestling sense, of course. Just endearing, weren't they? You just got behind them.
Jen is back on the YouTube channel as well. Do you remember WWE's version of ECW?
It definitely had its bad, but it had more than its fair share of good. So join me as we see the best in WWE ECW.
Jen is going to help you see the best in WWE ECW. Watch it on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.